I moved into a block with nine flats, and it was a private block, and it was a relatively new block, and people, and it was sort of at the end of the property boom. So it was in the recession, and people that had moved there had spent sort of touching £100,000 to buy a flat. I picked mine up for 52. So you can imagine, I was new kid on the block, disabled person, and there was certainly a vibe, if not sort of direct speech as well, along the lines of, we don't want you here. You lower the tone. But I suppose I was still quite naive, and that carried me actually. I think if I'd been acutely aware of the prejudices and the hatred even, I would have probably cowered. But I mean, superficially, I was very tough and brave, and I had a good sort of front anyway. Before I bought the flat, it was run by the building was it was a leasehold flat, but it would mean that I would be one of the freeholders. So it was a freehold building that the residents were effectively the leaseholder and the freeholder. It was quite a nice arrangement, really, but it also meant that there was a management company, which was the residents. And so I approached them through my solicitor to say, would they have an objection if I were to build a ramp? Which they would agree to, or at least superficially. But when it came to making some of the changes, some of them turned a bit vile. Nowadays, we would call that disability hate crime. So I'd get bangs on the window in the middle of the night. I had my van vandalised. They would do all sorts of funny things that would make me feel as though I shouldn't be there. But I sort of resisted, really, and then I applied for a disabled facilities grant to get a ramp built so they come in front door. I had automatic doors fitted, and some of the internal doors widened, and my bathroom made bigger. But that took probably, I think it was about a year and a half after I moved in, before I could say that it was livable, manageable.